Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing Fashion for a Cause, featuring Nels Green. But before we get into that, I would love for you to visit conversationswiththequeens@blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss the show, you can always check us out here in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. And don't forget to like our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, everything spelled correctly. And for all my queens out there, while you're on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. The Queensum is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers in the first classroom, which is a woman. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. So, again, that's thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. All right. So with all that out of the way, we can welcome on our guest, Nels Green. Are you on the line?
I sure am. Hi, Tay. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm wonderful.
I'm awesome. Pretty excited to be on the show.
We're excited to have you. Oh, my goodness. So excited to have you. So let's open up the floor and just give my listeners a little bit of information about who you are and what you're about.
Okay. Well, I am Nels Green. I am one of, I'm in a lot of different projects. Let me just start with that right there. I'm actually in a modeling group. I'm part of a movement. I have a lot going on. I just started going with the modeling really hard in July. Wanted to make, you know, it was kind of a thing for me and my sister. My sister, who is my biggest advocate, she wanted to pursue modeling one point in time and didn't get the chance to. So actually I'm kind of living the dream for her through me. So, yeah, that's basically what's going on with that. And I'm getting ready for a fashion show in her honor. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to do a fashion show dedicated to MS, which is multiple sclerosis. It's a debilitating disease that affects the nervous system. So, you know, everything isn't how it should be. And a lot of people who suffer from MS are oftentimes in chronic pain. So I'm trying to do my best to help them out. And the crazy part is a friend of mine just told me that they have MS as well. So this call is going to be something great because not only do I have a sister, but I have a really, really good colleague, promoter friend who suffers from MS as well. So now I'm even more motivated to want to do this.
Definitely. So before we discuss the fashion show more in depth, let's get to know you a little bit better, like as far as what motivated you and inspired you really to just jump into the whole modeling aspect.
I was given an opportunity. I met with a great person who actually helped jumpstart my career. Gotta give a big shout out to him. That's Jerry Fontillo of the Super Ugly Movement. He actually gave me some wisdom pearls and told me, you know, I believe you have a chance in this. I really do feel as though you can do this. And, you know, you got to take it by storm. So kind of followed his word and just been trying to take it by storm ever since. I did a website, and it went pretty well. But, you know, growing up, a lot of people don't know, I had a self-esteem issue. So growing up, I didn't like how I looked. I didn't like my face. I always wanted to change it. I always wanted to look like somebody else. But coming into 2011, 2012, I just got this self-embrace going on. I just started learning to love myself and who I was and what I was about. And I started to get to know me better as a person. And from there, I was like, well, you know, I have the talents. I could do it. I could. Not only can I help, but I know that I could make a difference when it comes to this, so let me do so, and I did. So, pretty excited about it.
I mean, I feel like that's a message that a lot of women can relate to, especially in this country. It doesn't matter how thin you are, how thick you are, whatever it is, like, you always have something that, you know, you're criticized about, or you feel like you don't measure up to certain standards of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in this country, the standard of beauty, first off, doesn't reflect ethnicity at all. That's one thing. And secondly, it's an unattainable, unrealistic aspect of what beauty is. When we take a look around and look at the average woman, we're not seeing the same thing that we're seeing in these magazines and all of that.
Right.
And personally, I think our average or what we consider to be the average woman, I feel that that's more beautiful than what's projected in the magazines. I feel personally that's my personal aspect and my personal take on the whole thing. But yeah, definitely as a fellow sister, I feel you. You know, we've all gone through the personal self-esteem issues and all of those different things. So it's really great that you're open about those type of things.
Well, I've come to find that sometimes my plate might be somebody else's. So sometimes, a lot of times, we don't realize the stories and the situations that we have. Somebody might actually be going through it, and we as people overcome it, and then we don't give back. We don't spit that knowledge back that we attained when we went through what we went through. So there's some people out there suffering and don't really have no guidance. And in a sense, I think that's what life is about. I think, you know, in your life, some point in the time in your life, you are supposed to live so your story could be a testimony to somebody else. And then in that testimony, that somebody else could be like, you know what, I'm going through the same thing and I'm feeling the same way. And, you know, because sometimes people just need to, you know, be, they need to breathe, they need to understand that it's okay. I've been there too. I understand how you feel. And I think when we all have that little bit of comfort, or we all have that person that understands where we've been, the road to recovery or the road to success seems not that hard anymore, because you have somebody who knows and somebody who went through what you went through. So now, in a sense, it's kind of like, all right, so then it's not that bad. It's not that hard. So, you know, that's my thing. If my story can help another model that, you know, or another female in general that just may not be feeling great about her looks, but has a great personality, 9 times out of 10, who you are inside shows through anyway, and that's actually natural beauty to me. That's what makes a person beautiful. It's not necessarily who they are on the outside, because anybody can put on a facade on the outside. It's who you are on the inside that counts, because we're going to see that beam shining through you. So if you give off this and project this energy of negativity, it's going to show. But if you show and you prove, you know, this positivity, it's like, wow, you're a really beautiful person. You have a really beautiful personality. And then that gets people to generate to you more so than anything else. So looks aren't always everything, you know.
Exactly. So what compels you to have, like, this love for fashion? What drives this love for fashion and the fashion industry?
Shoes. That's straight up what shoes. I have a shoe habit. I'm not even gonna lie. I love beautiful, fancy shoes. I love beautiful shoes. Like, it's the more beautiful they are, the happier I am. Shoes are my life. I can't go wrong without them. But also, I just like pretty things, to tell you the truth. Whether it's pretty jewelry, whether it's pretty purses, which I have a bunch of those. But I've always liked to see beautifully dressed women. I like to see women in the wrap dresses with the nice boobs and the outfit looking complete. I think that is the most sexiest thing in the world, is just to see a well-dressed, well-put-together female. That makes me happy. So, in a sense, for me, when it comes to fashion, I kind of want to be that, you know, that well-dressed role model. Because, you know, a lot of times when we see young women and young girls, they have this often wrong persona of who they should be or what they should be.
Definitely.
So I don't agree with it. So I feel as though if we give them some type of role model or some type of map of how they should dress and go, you know, like Michelle Obama, I think she dresses awesome. I think that woman is very beautiful. You know, I want, no offense, and not that I, you know, I knock anybody or anything that they do, but to me, I think our girls should be more up on trying to become like Michelle Obama instead of Nicki Minaj. Nothing against Nicki Minaj personally, but at the same time, developing and growing up and being a woman and what it's supposed to be and what it's supposed to mean is, you know, more than just I'm a Barbie doll. Like, really?
Really?
Don't get me wrong, Barbie got it together now. Barbie got her own thing going, but everybody cannot be a Barbie doll. It's just not, no, you just can't. So, you know, I want people to understand, you know, I want young girls to understand that there's more than just being a Barbie. You can be a beautiful, successful woman, have an awesome career, great family, and be a really true success. So, if, you know, I have to be a role model into that campaign, then I'll do it. Because, you know, a lot, I feel as though this generation coming up, I don't want them to be lost. If I could do what I can, I'm going to help aid them to be better women, better gentlemen, better ladies. You know, I don't know ruffians, ladies and gentlemen. That's how. That's my goal. That's what I'm trying to work on.
Okay, definitely. So do you have any fashion tips for any sisters out there, any young or older, whatever the case may be? Do you have any fashion tips?
I would say, if I could, being natural is the most beautiful thing. But if you can't be natural, I know that a lot of times hair and things of that nature is the issue. I say suggest in finding some organic hair products to help maintain that healthy hair. But, you know, I'm a big fan of wigs. I will not lie, I'll tell my secret, I'm a big fan of wigs more than I am of weaves, only because depending upon who does it and if not done correctly, you can pull your hair out. So I'm a big fan of a wig. And my thing is, if you can, wig it. Wig it. It works. Listen, throw a wig on. Listen, what? You become a whole new Instagram when you throw a wig on. But I'm all for the natural. Just realize the beauty in you. And I know everybody's like, oh, fashion is this, fashion is that. But fashion is really what you make it and how you put your spin on it. So if I really had to say that, put your spin on it. Whatever you wear, put your spin on it. Make it you. Don't make it because you sewed on a mannequin. Turn it into a way that it will look great on you and work it. Work it. The street is your runway and you work it. I don't care where you are, downtown. I don't care if you're running to Beyonce. You better work. Work it. And that's how you do it.
True. I feel like a lot of sisters, they try to put on clothes that's not necessarily flattering to their figures and in style. And it's like, look, now, you know you got a little bit of muffin top going on, and you're trying to wear some low-rise jeans. This ain't going to work out in the best possible way, you know what I mean? So, it's just
also know your shape. Know your shape.
Know your body
what
shape.
You can and what you can't do. Girl, ain't get about. That's all I'm saying. And you know what? If it's that serious, some of us, a lot of women are, you know, I want to say, worried about how they look or, you know, oh, my God, if I do this. Listen, girl, get you some Spanx, okay? I don't care how small everybody think I am. Get you some Spanx. I'm telling you, Spanx, be pulling it up, tugging it in her hand, be like, whoa, it's looking good with some Spanx. So get some Spanx, girl. Get that tummy control top that way when you put it on. You're looking fit. You're looking right in the mirror. You don't want to look wrong. You want to look right.
Exactly,
Spanx, girl.
And $10 before you wreck yourself.
Exactly.
Look in that mirror. Make sure everything's in place before
we
walk out that door.
Yeah, yes. Please have a mirror. I think for everybody should have a mirror by their door before they walk out. That way you can definitely make sure when you're stepping out, your hair is on point, makeup, whatever you got else is on point, check yourself out. Because, you know, normally when we walk out, you know, sometimes people don't tell us our fly is open or something might be going on. So you got to make sure you get that into the proof before you walk out that door, you step in front of that mirror, make sure you're looking all right, and then you go about your business. And you make it happen. But, make sure you do that double check, girl. Don't do the double check.
Exactly. Or have you a real good friend that don't mind letting you know.
Make sure it's a friend that'll let you know, because I see a lot of women, and a lot of these females are not your friends, because they know she walk out the house looking like that. Get a natural friend. Get
okay.
a realistic friend. That's going to be like, girl, you know, I love you, but that's not going to work for you. Take that off. Take that off.
Exactly.
Take that off. Don't do that.
Exactly.
And then necessary, before you leave, if you got to send a picture of yourself to your friend, girl, how I'm looking, see, that's what you got to do. But yeah, listen.
Just make sure you check that. So what inspired you to put this particular fashion show together?
My sister is, I want to say, one of the best sisters I could ever ask for. I have five of them, and I love all five of them. But this sister means something really special to me because growing up with her, she taught me a lot of things. She taught me a lot about life. She's been my biggest advocate. When I was feeling depressed going down, you know, she was there. Listen, I understand you're going through it, but you got to get out of it. You got to be stronger. You got to be better. She's always in my ears, and she just wants the best for me. And it's just crazy how we're so similar but so different at the same time. And I love her. Like, it just, if I could express it in a better way, it would be, she's just the best thing that could have ever happened to me in life. If I didn't have her, and I'm kind of sorry I didn't go to her on more things about life because I figured she probably would think I was crazy or something like that, but she honestly and genuinely understands and has always just wanted the best for me. That has always been her wish. And when I found out she was diagnosed with MS, I didn't exactly know what it was.
Yeah.
I just knew I didn't like it. I knew I didn't like it. I didn't like it. And, you know, when she finally broke it down to me and explained to me what it was, I kind of felt like it was a blow to me. And it was like, why is it like I kind of was having the disease? But it's because I'm so used to her being this go-getter. I'm so used to her getting up and going, just making it happen. And, you know, now she's tired and she's always in pain. And I can hear it in her voice. And sometimes it sounds like she wants to cry, but she doesn't. And then she doesn't know, but then I end up crying when I get off the phone with her because I just feel so helpless. But I know that, you know, she's big on fashion, and she likes fashion. She loves shoes, too. She got, what? She had over 300 or some pair of shoes. That's where I get it from her. But fashion is her thing. But ever since, you know, told her the MS, and then she, a few years ago, had an accident. She broke her ankle, so she can't wear shoes anymore. So, you know, with all this going on, and then, you know, her short-term memory being affected by the MS, it's just so much. And I see her go through it. I see the medicine she has to take. I hate the fact that she has to take it, but that's what she needs in order to survive. And it pisses me off because I just wish there was something more I could do. And then I thought about it. Actually, my nephew is the reason why this came about, because my nephew had beautiful hair. Beautiful hair. I love my nephew. And he up until, he's what, six now? For 6 years he had his hair, and what happened was he told his mom, he said, Mommy, I'm going to cut my hair off. And she's like, wait, you never want to cut your hair. Why you want to cut your hair? He said, because if I cut my hair, it'll make it easier on you, and that way you won't have to worry so much. And from that little boy saying that to his mom, I broke out in tears on that after she told me that. But if he could do that, something so simple just to help his mom, what could I do being older and being his sister to help benefit, to help at least ease the pain and the situation that she's going through? Because MS is a very costly disease. Mm-hmm. I thought diabetes was bad, but MS is really, really a costly disease. And it is, you know, it has cost and strain, and I don't want it to. So if I could help in the situation to help ease that part, then, hey, I'll take it. I may not be able to take the pain away, but if I can aid in the medicine and help them with the treatment, by all means, I'm all for it. And that's what the fashion show is for, is to help raise money, to help aid an ailing woman and family, mm-hmm. and at least give them some hope that, you know, even though she's living with the disease, it's still a bright and a better future for her. So
that's my
reason for this.
That's a beautiful reason to do a show, especially to creatively help that way, that you're that type of person that can say, well, okay, what are my skills? What is it that I love, and how can I use that to help other people? So that's definitely a talent in and of itself. So as far as your goals, what are some of your goals for your your career, and then what are some of your goals for this particular show?
For my career?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to take over the world. That is my thing from here on out. I'm trying to take over the world. Yep, trying to do any and everything I can to not only rocket my career into something awesome, but yeah, I'm trying to be everywhere. You see me everywhere. Here, there, and everywhere. That's my goal. But my ultimate goal that I've been trying to work towards is I want to be on the cover of Italian Vogue. I love Italian Vogue. I love Vogue, period. But one of my favorite countries is Italy. And I love Milan. I just love it. So one major goal is to be on the cover of the Italian Vogue. And believe you me, I don't care what anybody got to say. I'm going to be on that cover. Me. I am. I'm going to make it there. I'm on it. I also see, I do a lot of different things that people don't realize. Everybody just thinks that Nels Green is a model, but she's not. She's a model. She's a host. She's a promoter. And she's a business owner. I also have a dessert business. I make desserts and gluten-free products for certain clients that I have. So on that end, you know, I hopefully
wow.
for them I can
know
open
that.
Up. Yeah, I know.
No, for real. I didn't
a
know that.
A lot of people don't. I've been really quiet about a lot of things that I do because, you know, it'll come out in due time. So, you know, but yeah, I have a bunch of celiac clients that suffer from celiac disease and they can't have gluten. So
mm-hmm.
for them, I make gluten-free bread, gluten-free desserts, you know, to try to help them out and ease their daily life.
Do you make vegan pastries? Because
I don't exactly make vegan pastries, but the crazy thing about it is I have a friend who does.
Okay,
I
need to know her. Because I'm a vegan, so I need to know her.
I will definitely make sure you get the information. She does a lot of, when we do desserts, if you know, if they ask for vegan, I do go to her. If she doesn't make it for me, she'll, you know, generally walk me through the process of how to make it. So
mm-hmm.
I can make vegan desserts. I'm not specialized in it, but I can make it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if asked, you know what you mean, I can hook you up, work
mm-hmm.
that out. But
go ahead.
Besides having the dessert business, I also have a business consulting firm. Shout
okay.
out to my Argo team. I also have that where we help artists, models, anyone trying to decide what they want to do with their career or business. They come to us and we set a guided path for them to go along on their way to help them further their career or what business or whatever it is that they want to do. So, yeah, Nels Green is pretty busy. And I just got a promoting hosting gig for the Fashion Rock Lounge in Brooklyn. So I'm going to be promoting there on Wednesdays as well as with my BBAV crew, which is a modeling crew that I'm a part of. I'm also part of a modeling crew. we will be hosting at Fashion Rock Lounge on Wednesdays, and then we'll also be helping to host at Bonfire with a friend of mine, Handsome. Shout out to Handsome. And his team. So, yeah, I got a lot going on.
Yeah, we see. It's busyness.
I just want to be able to just, you know, maneuver and flow in all that I'm doing and just keep a positive spin on it. My ultimate
yes.
goal is to just be, whatever I do, no matter what it is that I do, be positive
mm-hmm.
and keep a positive spin on it. Especially since I'm in school as well, too. On top of everything else, I'm in school. So, yeah, you know, hopefully I'll get this. No, not hopefully. I will get
When do you
degree.
Sleep? When do you go to bed? When do you stop? Yeah.
Yeah, about that. I will sleep more so times often than not during the day. Not just if it's out of 10. If you don't catch me during the day, it's because I'm asleep. At night, forget about it. I can forget trying to sleep at night. It doesn't really work that way. But, yeah, I work it out.
Okay. Definitely. So what are some of your goals for the show, this fashion show in particular? What are some of the things that you're really trying
to
get through?
The only thing that I really want from this is to see a smile on her face. There's only a certain smile that I'm looking for. Once I get that smile, I'll be happy. That's all I want. It's just, I mean, don't get me wrong, of course I want to help raise money. I want to be able to give to the foundation as well. The National MS Foundation, I mean, the National MS Society, I'm sorry, that's the society she chose, her charity of choice. So, you know, but ultimately, I just want to see her smile. I've seen her smile, but not a happy smile, and I just want to see the joy and happiness in her face. For me, that's the ultimate goal. I do that, I succeed. Listen, the stage could have fell apart, whatever. Just as long as that happens, I'm fine. That's what matters to me the most, is that smile. So that's what I'm working so hard towards. Not really sleeping, chasing people left and right, running up and down, all for a smile. Yes, that's why I'm working so hard. Because that smile will mean more to me than anything else. Because then I know that I've done something to really help her. And that's all I want to do is help. So that's really what I'm looking for, that smile.
That's a wonderful
thing. I don't care
about that now. All right. So we do have 30 minutes left on the live stream, and what that means is I'm going to be opening up the call lines very, very shortly after we take this short commercial break. And again, the call number for that is 917-932-8881. We're here with Nels Green discussing Fashion for a Cause and her MS show, her MS fashion show. So she's going to be doing it up real big. We're going to come back and continue talking about that after this quick commercial break. So I will see you.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
That was a short, quick commercial break, and that was my commercial for my jewelry line, Angel Wings, which will be featured at this lovely, wonderful fashion show that knows. Yes, Gemini Creations will be in the house. We will definitely be supporting the whole movement and, you know, really going in with all of that. So we're just going to finish up these last couple questions, and then I'm going to start taking calls. So, what lessons have you learned from having a loved one with MS?
Don't take life for granted. Every day that's given to you is a blessing, every day. We take normal things, being able to walk, but being able to see for granted. And, I mean, we need to just be more appreciative of life. The reason why I say that is because one day my sister was going to pick up my nephew from school, and she's very headstrong, so she doesn't really like to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And she ended up falling in the street because her leg went numb. She hit her head on a curb, and she laid there. Nobody came to ask her, was she okay? Nobody offered her any help. So my sister's laying in the street helpless. So that was a real wake-up call, because that could be anybody, anywhere, any way, shape, or form. And the fact that nobody did anything to help her angered me. But at the same time, normal things that we take for granted could just be taken away from us just like that in the blink of an eye. And so, you know, now she's becoming a little bit more reliant on people. But at the same time, she's still, you know, a little... But I told her, you know, if you need help, call me. I'll be there. And I have. She's asking me, you know, can you pick up? Fine, you know. So it also taught me a lot about loyalty and a lot about reliability. Because a lot of people, we rely upon people. Mm-hmm. Everybody relies upon somebody. Even though we say, oh, I'm relying upon myself, you rely upon that job to give you your paycheck. You're relying upon that landlord to provide you that housing. So in a sense, technically, we don't want to believe, we actually do rely on each other. And, you know, that in and of itself can be a good thing, but so long as it's not taken for granted, it can be a beautiful thing. So whereas every day we're waking up, everybody wakes up, they're happy, you know, there's some people that wake up in pain. There's some people that go through everything in pain. There's some people that can't even sleep because they're in pain. No medicine, no painkiller, no nothing can stop that pain. So at the same time, be thankful that you're able to do what you do, because just know that there's somebody that just can't do what you do, that can't get up today because they're hurting, that are laying in their bed, all they want to do is sleep but can't because they're in constant pain. And that's my sister. She's forever and always in pain. And nothing really can soothe it. So, you know, normal things like sleep, just being able to enjoy time with her son, she's always so tired because she can't really do anything. So a lot of things that, you know, we take for granted, just the normal walk down the street, just be thankful. Just say, you know, whoever you believe in, whoever your higher power is, I don't care. Just have one. And, you know, thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for allowing me to be able to walk around and be free and be able to do what it is that I need to do. And really be thankful for what you have, because in an instant it can be gone. And then what?
True.
So that's how I look at it. I look at life as, you know what, let me enjoy what I have now. Let me not take it for granted. Let me do what I need to do. Let me help this person. Let me help this person. Let me help that person. Let me be there for that person. Because guess what? Tomorrow my life can be taken away from me. And then what? At least live a fulfilling life. Then that way, if something like that happens, it's like, all right, well, it happened. But I can't say that I'm really beat by this, because in my life I've done A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You know what I mean? So do it for the record of not even the karma or anything of that nature, just feeling good and feeling good about yourself. So, yeah, maybe it's just me, but when I do positive things, it makes me feel good. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, no,
but
that's just how I feel. That's how good-hearted people are. So we're going to open up the lines and start taking comments and questions. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you can just raise your hand by pressing 1, and I will see that you are ready for your call to be taken or your comment or question. We do have a caller on the line, caller from the 803 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the subject?
Peace, what's good? It's Palmetto Starred, Underground Roller Radio. What's good, Mel Queen? What's up, Queen?
Hey,
what's up?
Palmetto.
What's good with you? You know, I was just calling because, you know, I enjoy the show. I have to support the Queen every week. But also, if you are in the area, you have to go to this. This is a great cause, y'all. This is a great cause. If you're not doing anything, just do something for somebody one time. You know what I'm saying? This is a great cause that you're doing. I just wanted to show support for it because, you know, it is a wonderful thing when we're able to get out and help one another. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Palmetto, to roll the TV.
Let everybody know about
Two Roll
for TV, what y'all doing.
Oh, no doubt. We come on every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com/2RawForTV. This week we are talking about returning to greatness with Pharaoh, the CEO of Pharaonic Design.
Oh, I'm tuning in. What?
Oh, yeah. So
it's going to be
very dope. Going to be very dope. He has a very trend-setting clothing line out there. It has a lot of comedic stuff on there, and it is really dope. So tune in, and it's going to be a really good show. We're just going to talk about that. If you have strayed off the path to your greatness, it would be a great time to tune in to Two Roll for TV on blogtalkradio.com/2RawForTV, and the call-in number is 323-410-0036. It's at 11 p.m.
All right, so you heard it.
Shout out to Palmetto Starr.
Oh, thank you. Shout out to you, man. That's just so great that you're doing that and able to, you know, draw inspiration from your sister's, you know, your sister's going through pain, and you're able to draw inspiration from that and do something positive And that I applaud that. I just applaud that immensely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in and spending this time with us. Peace.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Right. Peace. So if you have any comments or questions, raise your hand by pressing 1. And again, that call number is 917-932-8881. In the meantime, we don't have any more callers with their hand raised, so we're going to get back to these questions. And so do you consider yourself to be a role model for young black women?
I consider myself in the process of becoming a role model. Ultimately, yes, I would like to be one. That is what I'm striving to be. I'm striving to be a positive influence and a positive role model in the lives of young women. If it be that I do it through my fashion, do it through talking, whatever have you. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get there, develop a great image so that way when they see me, they're like, oh, that's no, she does this and she does that. So that's what I'm working towards now, is building a reputation of being a positive role model for those younger and even older, because, you know, sometimes we forget about the older. Sometimes, even though because they're older, they may need some type of reconstruction, you know. Everybody, as a people, we're always evolving, we're always changing, and, you know, might be going through something and just might need some words of encouragement. Everybody can use words of encouragement.
Definitely. And I think you have the right mindset to be a role model. So,
thank you.
No problem. What other things are you doing to give back to the community?
Oh, I love this question. Okay, so, of course, you know, New York was hit by Hurricane Sandy. And what I've been doing so far is my daughter's school is doing a can drive. And so we're raising funds for the school with the can drive, food drive, to help with those and make care packages. I'm one of the volunteers that once we have all the donations, we will be packing them up as actual packages and giving them to the Harvest so that way you can pass out to other people. And also, me and a bunch of my friends, shout out to my Facebook friends, have decided to do a community dinner. We're going to do it the week of Thanksgiving. It's not going to be on Thanksgiving, but it's going to be the week of. And I'm, you know, I asked my friends, I don't care if they can donate their time. Just help to donate something to be able to make a somewhat of a community dinner for those who are displaced. They can come, eat, have somewhere to sit down for a little bit, get a little load off and, you know, not necessarily worry about what happened, but just, you know, come and fellowship and just be amongst others. So that's what I'm working on now, too. So I got a lot of different things going on. On top of that, I'm also what you would call a dojo mom. My daughter is also in a karate class, and there's a bunch of young kids. And when they have issues with their parents, they come and they talk to me and ask me questions and things of that nature, and I help them out that way as well, too. So, yeah, that's my charitable events. I'm trying to get into some more, believe it or not. I'm trying to just dove myself into a lot of different charitable events if I can. So, yeah, pretty busy.
So why is community work something that's so important to you?
I think we lost the art of what it really means to be a neighbor. A lot of people only care about themselves and what they do and how they do it, and I think that's unfair. I remember growing up, my neighbor down the block used to be able to call my mama on the phone up the block, tell my mama what I was doing down the block. Not only was I getting in trouble by that neighbor, but when I got up the block with my mama, I was getting in trouble. I was in trouble with mama, too. So that was a beautiful thing, because to me, that was like the village raising the children. My whole block, everybody knew who everybody was. Everybody knew who they could go to if their mom or whatever wasn't home. You can go to Miss Mary's house, and Miss Mary will watch until your mom get home. And I mean literally watch you, not tell you go in there and watch your TV. No, Miss Mary was watching you, make sure you did your homework. Miss Mary would feed you. You could go home, and your mom knew that you were safe. And it's like, I think that, you know, a lot of our kids in our own neighborhood are not safe. You know, they can't walk down the street and feel confident that Miss So-and-so is going to make sure that they're all right getting home. And I think that's, I'm so sorry that we lost that. And I know with a lot going on that people feel as though they can distrust each other, but you know what? Sometimes we can really be more of a helping hand than we can be a harmful hand. And if, you know, I was always big as a kid on the neighborhood watch because I used to love those. Have somebody, you know, seeing people watching out for each other. And I think that's how it should be. Whether you live in a building, house, whatever, you should be able to fellowship with your neighbors that just in case something goes on, you know that you can count on this person to be there. You're going to help me. I know this person's going to help me. And so, I mean, you know, a lot of people tell me I'm not realistic on this, but I just want to bring a sense of back of fellowship to the community. So people can see that, you know what, your neighbor is not necessarily your enemy. But if you know your neighbors and you know what's going on, you keep in touch, you know, you could be, you know, people try to say, I don't want to get involved in other people's business. Well, guess what? That's how a lot of things happen, by turning that eye and not really keeping it true and 100, because you decided to turn a blind eye, and turn the blind eye, little Sarah could die or something could happen. So I'm tired of people having a blind eye towards their neighbors. Stop that. Be a friend. Be courteous. Help take care. Help raise these kids, because, you know, sometimes it's hard on just a mom. And she's working two jobs to try to take care. She's barely home. And you know that you should be there to be able to help enrich those kids. Like, listen, I know you. I've known you since yay high. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do it. I'm not going to tolerate it. And as a parent, and I'm saying to other parents, I'm not saying just drop your guard with your kids when it comes to people. That's not what I'm saying. But also look to help. If you need help, speak up. Say something. You know what I mean? I have a network of friends that if they got to go to work, they call me, okay, you come watch my kids for this. Sure. But they kids know when I come in, no disrespect, no da-da, and they're really respectful kids. I don't really have no problem out of them. So at the same time, that too, also teach your children respect, not just respect for you, but respect for others. They can't just listen to you all their life, because guess what? You not and can't be everywhere. So children need to be taught to respect elders regardless of whether they're an authoritative figure or just an elder, period. The art of respect is lost, too. Don't even start on that, but I just think if we could be more and actually act more as a community and a helping hand, let's not just do this because we had a hurricane. Let's do it for real. Let's help each other out for real. We're in a recession. I mean, thank goodness, bam, bam, two turns, all right? We got Obama back, but at the same time, we also got to help ourselves, too. And if you know that struggling mom might not be able to put some food on the table this month, be a helping hand, because you never know when she could turn around and help you. And that's all I'm saying. You never know when somebody can be an aid to you. You turn around and keep giving them your back, they're going to keep giving you theirs. And then where are we going to go? We're going to be a bunch of people sitting around, and I don't like that. I think we really need to be able to get on this good foot and come together. That's just my idea.
Definitely. It takes a village. So, you know, give us the information, the venue, the time, the date, everything we need to know to come support the fashion show,
well,
and then give us, you know, the shout-outs and all that good stuff.
Here's the thing, right? Because I was offered an actual another venue, believe it or not, today. Originally, the venue was supposed to be a Grace Hotel, and originally, the venue was supposed to be December 1st. But I was giving a great opportunity, which I didn't get a chance to get to my designers today. Sorry, guys. But I was thinking of, I haven't done it yet, and I may not, but I was thinking of actually rescheduling it. I was offered a yacht, and I was offered to do the fashion show on a yacht. It's a two-story yacht. And the owner of the yacht, I actually happen to know, didn't know they owned the yacht, but they told me that they was impressed with what I was doing and offered me to be able to use their yacht and actually want to do a sailing fashion show at that sometimes towards when the boats will be able to go back home, should be in May. I'm still thinking of doing, I'm probably going to actually do two now thinking about it, because I was doing two fashion shows, one in May, one in December. But the original fashion show is supposed to take place December 1st. It's going to be at the Grace Hotel, 7 p.m. You can check me out on Facebook, Miss Nell Super Ugly. You can hit me up. I'm actually going to make an event page. So thank you for asking about that. I tell you that was all you. I'm going to make an event page for it so people can come see. And then I have a link so you can see actually who you're donating money to. Pictures of my sister is up there, so you can see her and the story behind us, and why I wanted to do this is up there as well. And, yeah, that's for the event. That's how we're going to do that. I think the event page will be awesome, so I'm going to do that as soon as I get off the phone. or you can just hit me up on Facebook or on Twitter. I'm at Nels Green on Twitter. Yeah, so that's how we're going to do that event space. As for shout-outs, woo, I know a lot of people, but try to keep this fundamental. I want to shout-out Team Diva Models. Shout-out to Chris Friday Jones. He's one of the great promoters from Chicago. Mm-hmm. He's pretty awesome. I love him. He established Team Diva Models, just nothing but beautiful women coming together. And he just promotes us all. Whatever information we give him, he puts it out there. He goes hard. So I have to, every day he's promoting Team Diva Models, every day. So I have to shout him out. Shout out to my super ugly team, super ugly. Shout out to Jerry, Eric, Angel, Darkness. That's the team that I actually started with when I started modeling, which is why my name is Miss Mel Super Ugly. I started out with the super ugly team. A lot of people, you know, ask me, oh, you're not ugly, but super ugly doesn't stand for you being ugly. It's actually an acronym. It's society's uniformity poisons everyone's reality. Uplift God, love yourself. And basically, it's just, you know, society was told we're supposed to look one way, but that's not necessarily what beauty is. Beauty is not just that magic look. We come in all different shapes and sizes, tall, short, thick, thin, slender, built, whatever, but we're all beautiful nonetheless. So that's why I love my super ugly team. It's all about the beauty within you. And, you know, you give, you know, uplift your God, whoever your God is, and live your life, love yourself, who you are. So shout out to them. Shout out to my DBZ crew, Bad Beauties All Day, modeling group. We came together. Four women came together, formed a group. It's going to be awesome. Got some cool things coming up with that. Shout out to my XMB models from Vegas, Topaz. I'm going to be handling the New York division of XMB Models, which is a model and agent company based in Las Vegas, and they're expanded to New York, so I'm going to take over the New York portion of it. Yay! So shout out to Topaz on that. I'm hoping I'm not forgetting anybody. My Argo team, Danny, Victoria, Monet, Quentin, that's my business consulting team. My little firm is called Argo. Shout out to them. Shout out to all the up-and-coming artists who are my friends. I have a bunch of you guys. Shout out to you guys. I'm trying to do a new talent at the new venue, so don't worry. Don't look out for that. Trying to think, am I forgetting anybody? Am I forgetting anything? Okay, I think everything else is in order. That's why. If I forgot anybody, forgive me. Got a lot of different things going on in my head, but as far as the shout-outs, there we go. That's what I'm looking forward to on that. Oh, yes, Ronald Burrell. Shout-out to Ronald Burrell. Ronald Burrell is helping me immensely with this fashion show. I met Ronald at a networking event in Philadelphia. Really great guy. Ronald Vision is his company. He deals with models. He's a photographer as well. So he's helping me out with the getting together the actions of the boat, helping to put stuff together, like the liquor, sponsorships, and things of that nature for this. So, yeah, I got to shout him out, too. So, yeah. I think I'm done with shout. Oh, and shout out to Tay Queen. I got to give Tay a shout out because she's so awesome. I remember when I contacted Tay about this, and she was like, huh? Who? So she came together, and I mean, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been on TV, and I wouldn't be to you now, so I have to give you a shout out too. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for, you know, wanting to be a part of my cause. Like, I really appreciate it. Shout out to all the designers wanting to be a part of this cause. I got to thank you guys. Without you guys, I wouldn't have a fashion show. So I'm so appreciative of it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for spending this time here with us.
Of course. I love it.
All right, peace. You have been listening into Conversations with the Queen. Don't forget to check out our blog page, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, as well as our YouTube page, youtube.com/CWTQUpdate. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter. That's at Tae Queen on Twitter, TAEQUEEN. And real quick, I'm going to bring on my dude, Concealer. We're going to promo for next week's show. So definitely you want to come back for that. Concealer, you on the line?
Yes, I am, Queen. Peace.
All right, this is Concealer. He's going to be joining us next week at Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, November 19th. We are definitely going to be going in on how to have holistic sex and relationships. Steamy, yeah. Hot topic. We're going to be going in, and we're getting great response for it. So definitely we're going to go in, you know. So I'm looking forward to doing the show with you next week.
Yes, super excited, Queen. Really looking forward to it. And once again, you know, your show tonight was awesome. You know, mad shout outs to the Queen tonight. I'm actually looking forward to attending the fashion show also. You know, it's for a great cause, Fashion for a Cause. Hope people really come out and support this sister, because, you know, that's some wonderful things that she's doing. Anyone with a heart as big as hers definitely needs to be appreciated and supported. We need more like her. And shout out to you, Queen, for definitely having her on the show and bringing light to MS. You know, that's definitely something that's affecting our community.
Mm-hmm.
And, and our show next week, yeah, I'm super excited, man. And that's going to be a two-hour special, right? Is that what we're doing?
Two-hour special. We're going in for
okay.
2 hours.
Okay.
Definitely. Maybe even a little bit more. Depends on how, you know, juicy the topic gets. But definitely.
Yeah.
Big ups to Inside Body and the whole Inside Body team. Big
ups. Peace. Thanks,
that.
Queen.
All right. So we'll definitely
thanks,
be doing
queen.
That next week. Peace. All right, y'all, peace and blessings. It's been wonderful spending this time with you. And I'm going to play us out with a little bit of Stray Prom, I Don't Want to Be a Star.
I don't know what the profit is, I'm not one for the politics. Had enough for the promises, charging it to the
game.
If you don't know what your target is, how you willing to
aim?
You content with the same, well me, I'm ready for change. A change of what? On the release and I can't define. But I'm hungry and I'm ready to go skip this line. It seems like there's only clones in the front. When will it rain fall like a stone to the dust? There was a day my heart was cold to the touch. Now I'm used to the road and I know it gets rough. But that's only in the places where it needs some paving. Where it's smooth sailing, trust me, it gets so amazing. Disappointing life, you feeling like you parasailing. And other times you're just a loser, Sarah Palin. I'm something like a Ruger shark or a barracuda. King Lion of Judah, meditate on the Buddha. If you the shit, then it's you that I smell in the sewer. You make me bluer if you tell me my art is manure. My heart is purer than a serial killer. Still I'm king of the hill like Hank Killer, Attila the Hun. They can't figure is he here, we feeling the sun. Ice, money, clothes, cars, that is the life of a superstar. But I don't wanna be a star. Ice, money, clothes, cars, that is the life of a superstar. But I don't wanna be a star. See, I'd rather be immortal. Find me a stargate and step through the portal. Emerge in another land and only to find that I never should have left and it was all in my mind. See the architect to critique the design. I remember when I couldn't even color in the lines. No lining, no rolling, still grinding, so focused. If not the best, I vow to be the closest. For you gazelles, us lions are ferocious. I ain't come to drink when I step at the water hole. Call out an explorer that didn't take all the gold. Keep a niggas in the game imperialistic. You can see it in the record sales, keep the statistic. Take your whole meal when they leave you the biscuit. Or they even do you worse and they leave you a Triscuit. Can't even wash it down with a mystic, it's sick shit.
For real, y'all niggas better eat while y'all can, man.
Ice, money, clothes, cars, that is the life of a superstar. But I don't wanna be a star. Ice, money, clothes, cars, that is the life of a superstar. But I don't wanna be a star.